President Sakaki has only been on the Sonoma State campus for 7 weeks, but she has moved quickly to set a collaborative tone that is markedly different than her predecessor, one that drew a warm response from the large audience at the Green Music Center.
Since arriving on campus at the beginning of July, I have been listening a lot and learning, absorbing. There is incredible wisdom and experience on campus. You know that. I want to listen and learn and benefit from your thoughts and experiences. Leadership for me is a collaborative process.
Sakaki said she also hopes to see four-year graduation rates increase, likewise the number of Latino students at the university. But she touched only briefly on the budget, a subject that has often dominated past convocations.
My initial deep preliminary dive into the budget has told me that we are not as healthy financially as I was hoping that we would be.
Here, too, she offered an inclusive approach to dealing with it.
The budget process will be open, consultative, and will honor shared governance.
Sakaki has already overseen some big changes in the university's administration, quickly filling 5 top-level positions with experienced, mostly retired officials from other California universities. They will serve until formal searches can find new long-term hires. One of them is Interim Provost Jerry Echevarria, who offered an olive branch to the faculty that nearly went on strike last spring before winning a CSU-wide salary increase.
Our faculty compensation is in many areas low when compared with faculty in similar disciplines on other CSU campuses. I plan to work with you, with Dr. Sakaki, and our staff and administration to build faculty numbers and get us on what might have to be a multi-year path to address salary inequity.
This will be a year of labor peace, said Professor Elaine Newman, president of the SSU chapter of the California Faculty Association, later in the convocation. But they will continue to press for additional funding.
We need more money in the system. However, we will also be urging voters to support Proposition 55 at the polls this November. Without Prop 55, the state general fund will be smaller, which means our tiny slice of it will grow even tinier.
So it was student body president Emily Hinton who, flanked by several dozen fellow students, sounded the morning's only note of residual dissatisfaction.
This is an institution for higher learning, an institution for students. It is not a business, a corporation, or a place where students are to be seen, pay fees, and not be heard. We are capable of speaking for ourselves. You just have to be willing to listen.
Perhaps new President Sakaki anticipated this when she earlier vowed to rebuild bridges and emphasize shared governance in her new administration.
We will be a collaborative, team-oriented, not siloed university. We all will be focused on student success and on academic excellence. We are fostering and modeling a respectful community on campus, respectful and celebratory of differences, a community that is fair, that is open and transparent with integrity.
So now the honeymoon begins. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.